AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Many Americans will see some rough weather today.
We are going to be seeing areas of large hail, strong winds, and tornadoes, unfortunately.
The National Weather Service's Andrew Orison on who's going to get slammed.
Northwestern Texas and also into western and central Oklahoma as we go through the afternoon and early evening hours of today.
Louisiana's cleaning up after severe weather there damaged or destroyed dozens of homes. Nobody killed or seriously injured as far as we know. President Trump is tweeting a warning to Iran.
I just don't want them to have nuclear weapons. And they can't be threatening us.
That was the president in an interview that aired last night on Fox News Channel. His tweeted warning to Iran appeared after a rocket landed near the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. AP correspondent John Gambrell is in the region.
We're not sure if this is what sparked a tweet from U.S. President Donald Trump, but in the hours afterwards, Trump tweeted, quote, "If Iran wants to fight, that will be the official end of Iran. Never threaten the United States again."
This morning, Iran is tweeting that Genghis Khan and Alexander the Great couldn't topple what is now Iran. Authorities in Alabama are searching for a man they say killed one Auburn police officer and wounded two others. They say 29-year-old Grady Wayne Wilkes is armed and was wearing camouflage body armor and a helmet. Officers responded late last night to a reported domestic disturbance in a mobile home park and were shot at by Wilkes, they say. A 15-year-old girl in Missouri died when she was struck by a train after she and some friends climbed a train trestle, say authorities, to jump into a creek. Game of Thrones is in the history books. Critics and fans disagree on the ending. This is AP Radio News. Fort Worth, Texas police say an 8-year-old girl snatched by a man in a speeding car as she was walking along the street with her mother has been found safe at a hotel a few miles away. Fort Worth Police Chief Joel Fitzgerald says the little girl's going to be okay.
It put a huge smile on my face, and it took a lot of darkness off my heart just knowing that this young girl is going to be okay.
Lee Hughes' granddaughter is best friends with the little girl.
She's a curious little girl, smart, you know, very smart, good reader, good, you know, polite.
He talked to WFAA-TV. Police say a man is under arrest, charged with kidnapping. Billionaire Robert F. Smith stunned 400 graduating seniors at Morehouse College in Atlanta by announcing at their graduation that he will pay off their student loans. He said that he will wipe out student debt estimated at up to $40 million for the class of 2019. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.